Learning about life on the farm. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Farm days are held all across the state in the spring, but some counties hold theirs in the fall. And Overton County recently held their annual farm day on the Brown Farm near Cookeville.
We've learned what a baby goat is.
What's a baby goat?
A kid.
A kid. All right. What about you?
I've learned to always wear safety.
Oh. I've learned about that they under the ground, crickets are under the ground, and water, air.
All the kids on the farm day seem to not only have a blast, but learn a lot about agriculture and where their food comes from. And the teachers enjoy it just as much as the kids.
Loving the hands-on materials. They got to feel the different types of soil, go into the soil display that they had, and just a great way for them to get that hands-on learning. Something we can go back and actually incorporate into all of our curriculum. And they love it. This is something that they will retain other than doing a workbook page.
Dina Savage is a third grade teacher at A.H. Roberts and says even though she comes from an agriculture background, there are still things she learns every year. She thinks more counties should take advantage of farmers willing to share their lives with the kids.
I think as time has passed, we have become less and less in population as farmers. Kids nowadays, or people in general, are further and further removed from the farm. And really, they don't have a clue where their food comes from. So by having these farm days across the state, we're trying to do a small thing that will help educate children about the realities of life, of where their food actually comes from.
Willard Brown and his family donate their time and farm every year to host the Farm Day, giving up a valuable harvest day to educate these kids on agriculture. Every third grader across the county got to attend this event. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.